U.S. law mandates no federal dollars can be used to pay for an abortion. And as votes for the health care reform bill came down to the wire, legislators worked to ensure the language in the bill clearly ruled out that possibility. But Planned Parenthood of Indiana President and CEO Betty Cockrum says she's a fan of the new health care reform bill nonetheless.
What health care reform will do is ensure that more women and men are making well-informed decisions about whether and when to plan a pregnancy and its unintended pregnancy that leads to abortion. So I'm sure we will see fewer.
Cockrum says that's because of $75 million earmarked for what's known as evidence-based sex education, as well as greater access to care for a demographic she says she typically sees in her offices.
They now will be able to get access to affordable basic health care services such as those that we provide. Specifically, I'm talking about pap tests, annual exams, birth control, STD testing and treatment, really, truly basic health care. And those people who weren't able to be served before will now be able to be served.
Cockrum says Planned Parenthood will likely continue the same rate of services as it will remain among the bill's class of preferred providers. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.